It's going to be one of the most unusual sermons that you've ever heard. I'm going to do something entirely different this morning. I'm going to give you, and if you've noticed the title of my message, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 6 suggestions this morning how you can help the devil. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody help the devil, but many of us do, and we don't realize it. So I'm going to use what they call reverse psychology this morning. I'm going to tell you how you can help him in the hopes that nobody here wants to help him. And as I mention these things, if you find yourself doing these things, I want you to realize you're helping the devil, and you don't want to do that, so you need to stop. You see, we need to look at the things we do, we need to look at the things we don't do, and we need to ask the question, as I do these things and I don't do these things, whose side am I on? Am I on God's side, or am I on Satan's side? You see, we may be Christians, but still do things that help the devil. You see, serving Jesus is not a passive thing. We're either with him, serving him, living for him, or we're against him. He said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, "He that is not with me is against me." So I want you to be with him this morning. And so I don't want anybody to leave this place and say, "You'll never guess what the preacher preached on this morning. He said we ought to help the devil." I am not saying that. I don't want anybody to help the devil, but sometimes we do and we don't realize it. And so pay attention this morning. If you're doing any of these things, you're helping the devil. And we don't want to do that. So here we go. Number one, you want to help the devil? Ignore the gospel. Don't get saved. Ignore the Bible when it says that we're all sinners and we've all come short of the glory of God. Ignore the Bible when it says there's a penalty for that sin, and that penalty is separation from God. Ignore the Bible when it says there's nothing we can do to work out our own salvation. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Ignore the Bible when it says the only way that we can be saved is to put our trust in Jesus Christ, believe what he did for us on Calvary, and receive him for ourselves. Just ignore all that. Ignore. You want to help the devil? Just ignore everything the Bible says about salvation. Don't worry about hell. Hell is that destination that, and some people think hell is a figment of somebody's imagination. They're going to be sorely surprised when they leave this earth and go to a literal hell. There is a literal hell. Well, don't worry about hell. That's where Satan's going to be, and if we're trying to help him, that's where we will end up. Don't worry about living this life on your own. I mean, when we get saved and we ask Jesus to save us, the Holy Spirit moves in and we're never alone. We never face the trials and burdens of this life by itself because God is always with us. But don't think about that. Don't think about hell. Don't think about eternity apart from God. Don't think about how we live this life on our own. We're not worried about any of that. We're trying to figure out how we can help the devil. Now, I know the Bible invites whosoever will to come. I know the Bible tells us, as both Kelly and Angie sang about this morning, I know the Bible tells us that God loves us more than we'll ever be able to understand until we get to heaven. I know the Bible tells us that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so God wants everybody to be saved. I know the Bible says all that, but don't worry about that. Just ignore it. We're not trying to please God. We're trying to please Satan. And so, if you want to help Satan, ignore the gospel and never get saved. Number two, if you want to help Satan and you're already saved, then keep your mouth shut. Don't witness to anyone. Don't say a good word at all about Jesus. Don't tell anybody what he did for you on Calvary. Don't tell anybody about how he meets your needs day by day. My God shall supply all our needs through our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't mention that Jesus is now in heaven preparing a place for you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will doubtless come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Don't tell anybody about that. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't defend Jesus when somebody tells a dirty lie about him. Don't get upset when somebody uses his name in vain. And for sure, don't tell anybody about his church. Don't tell anybody about how coming to the Lord Jesus Christ's church and fellowshipping with other Christians is a help and encouragement to you. Don't tell anybody about that. Don't tell anybody about the times that you come to church and your conscience is pricked or your toes is stepped on and the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you and convicts you about something that's in your life. Don't tell anybody about that. Don't tell anybody about the fun that we have here. Don't tell anybody about the hugs that you get and the handshakes that you get and the back slaps that you get by way of encouragement when you're down. Don't tell anybody about that. They may want to come to church. And if we're trying to help Satan, we don't want anybody to come to church. And for sure, don't tell anybody about how he answers prayer. Don't tell anybody about how we pray and we go to God and we ask for things from God and God answers our prayer. He heals the sick. He changes lives. He preserves families. We've seen miracle after miracle just here in this place about how God has answered our prayers. But now listen, we're trying to help Satan. So don't tell anybody about how God answers prayer. And don't invite anybody to come to church. You see, God's not willing. He says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. Satan says, just stay home. Just stay home. You don't need what's at church. You can get by without it. Now, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If we keep our mouth shut, they will not hear, and if they will not hear, then they will not have faith, and if they will not have faith, they will not get saved. So keep your mouth shut. The Bible does say, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. But don't worry about that verse. If you're saved, just be quiet. You're trying to help the devil, not God. We sing that song. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Well, let's don't talk about him. We're not trying to please Jesus. We're trying to help the devil. So just keep your mouth shut. So you want to help him? Ignore the gospel. You want to help him? Keep your mouth shut. You want to help him? Then be lazy. Be lazy. Now, this one I don't need to encourage a lot of people. We're just naturally this way. I'm not naming names. I'm just saying. But the devil loves lazy people. He loves it when you sleep in on Sunday morning and skip Sunday school. He loves it when your Sunday afternoon nap goes longer than you predicted and you miss church on Sunday night. He loves it when you're so tired on Wednesday night you can't come to prayer meeting. He loves it when you get so tired. And look, Satan understands. You have hard jobs. You get tired when you have to work all day. You don't have time to do the things that God wants you to do. But don't worry about it. Just be lazy because, again, we're not trying to help God. We're trying to help the devil. I know that Jesus said in the book of John, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man works. We do sing the song, work for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work mid springing flowers. Work when the day goes brighter. Work in the glowing sun. Work for the night is coming when man's work is done. But don't worry about it. We're not trying to please God. We're trying to help Satan. And if we want to help Satan, we won't do anything for God. We won't do any work for God. We won't serve God. We're trying to help Satan. So how do we help him? We ignore the gospel. We keep our mouth shut. We're lazy. Number four, we help him by being stingy. You want to help Satan? Be stingy. Don't tithe. Look, tithing is an Old Testament teaching. It doesn't apply today. We're no longer under the law. Besides, you got to take care of your family, and I know that God would want you to take care of your family before you give any money to the church. Don't give to missions. Don't bring food or give money to help fill up the food baskets. I know the Bible says bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, and I know the Bible promises blessings when we do that, and I know that when we give to God, that he'll give back to us in good measure, pressed down, overflowing. That's what the Bible promises, but we're not trying to help God. Listen to me. We're trying to help the devil. Again, don't anybody leave this place and say the preacher said we ought to help the devil. I don't want you to help the devil. I want you to help God. But I want you to see some of the things that we might do are helping the devil. How do we help him? We ignore the gospel. And if you're here today and you're not saved, you're doing exactly what Satan wants you to do. God wants everybody to go to heaven. Satan wants everybody to go to hell. And if I've told you before, if I wasn't saved, I'd get saved to spite Satan, and then I'd figure out I really got saved because God loved me enough to send his son to die in my place. I wouldn't do anything that resembled anything good for Satan. And if you're here today and you're not saved, in just a second, you need to walk down the aisle and give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Kick Satan in the face. Stomp him by getting saved. But we help him when we ignore the gospel. We help him when we keep our mouth shut. We help him when we're lazy. We're helping when we're stingy. Number five, we can help him by being a gossip. Oh boy, we can help him by being a gossip. You hear something juicy about somebody? Pass it on. Pass it on. I mean, surely there are four or five people that need to hear it. Is it true? Don't worry about that. You don't have time to figure out if it's true or not. Somebody might beat you to telling the story around. Besides, we're not trying to help God. We're not trying to be kind to other people. We're trying to help the devil. He's the father of all lies. So if it turns out to be a lie, well, we're just following his example. That's who we're trying to help. And so much the better if we can get something on the preacher or the assistant pastor or one of the deacons or one of the trustees. So much the better if we can get something on them. We need to spread it around. You just need to keep looking. I'm watching for the preacher to mess up. And when he does, the whole church is going to know about it. And technology has helped us. You know, in the old days when you gossiped, you had to go see somebody. You had to go lean over the fence. You had to go somebody's house. Now we got telephones. Now we got text. We can spread gossip at the speed of sound. Isn't technology wonderful? I mean, isn't it? I mean, we're trying to help the devil. You want to help the devil? Then get something on somebody and pass it around. You can do it from the privacy of your own home now. You don't have to go anywhere. Gossip. Defend somebody? Well, why should I do that? Why should I ask somebody if it's the truth when they tell me something? Why should I do that? The Bible does say, thou shalt not bear false witness. The Bible does warn that the tongue, uncontrolled, is like a fire. The Bible does say we're supposed to help the weak and hold up the fallen. But again, we're not concerned about what the Bible says. We're trying to help Satan. And if we want to help Satan, we ought to ignore the gospel. We ought to keep our mouth shut. We ought to be lazy. We ought to be stingy. And we ought to be a gossip. And then number six, we ought to compromise. If we're going to help Satan, let's not stand for anything. Let's just waver. Let's just go with the flow. Let's just find out which way the wind's blowing, and then let's go in that direction. That's what we ought to do. When it comes to the Bible, any translation will do. The newer, the better. After all, who cares if those new virgins, those new versions of the Bible call Mary a young maiden and not a virgin? Who cares if they cast doubt on Jesus being part of the Godhead? I mean, the King James 1611 is over 400 years old. It's old-fashioned. It has words in it that's hard to understand, like shall and ye and doest. Now, those are words hard for understand. Hard for us to understand today. So let's just throw this version out and get us a version that we can understand. Who cares if this is the only version that was translated from other from text not controlled by the Catholic Church? Every other version is controlled. It's translated from some other source, not this one. Who cares if this is the one that our great grandparents used? Who cares if this is the one that the New Testament church was built on? Let's just go along with whatever, you know, the version of the week, and you can have a version of the week because they come out. The Bible is still the best-selling book there is in the world, and they come out with a version every week, not so that people can understand the Bible better, so that they can make money. This is the only one not copyrighted. It's the only one you can copy without having to pay somebody for. But if we're going to compromise, let's throw out the standard. If there's something that we don't like, we can change it and get it out of the Bible and not be held accountable by what the Bible says. So if we're going to help the devil, let's compromise. If we're going to help the devil, let's go along with the world and agree with the world as to what the world says is right. If the world says abortion is a woman's choice, let's agree with the world. If the world says that homosexuality is an alternate lifestyle, let's go along with the world. If the world says we ought to teach evolution as a science instead of a theory, which has been disproven, let's go along with the world. Let's go along with the world when it says that the government knows better than parents how to raise their kids. Let's go along with the world when it says corporal punishment is no longer needed today. Let's go along with the world when it says, okay, let's take God out of schools. Let's take God out of our homes and look at the mess that we're in. If we're going to help the devil, let's compromise and go along with what the world says. Forget what the Bible says about standing firm. Forget what it says about preaching the word. Forget what it says about standing on doctrine. We're trying to help the devil. We're not trying to please God. And so we help the devil when we ignore the gospel. We help the devil when we keep our mouths shut. We help the devil when we're lazy. We help the devil when we're stingy. We help the devil when we gossip. And we help the devil when we compromise. Jesus said, again in Matthew chapter 12, he that is not with me is against me. So let me ask you this morning, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Now listen, again, I want to be perfectly clear. I am on God's side this morning. I want you to be on God's side this morning. I don't want us to do anything that in any way would remotely resemble us doing something to help Satan. Like Billy Sunday said, as long as we have strength in our fists, we ought to punch him. As long as we have strength in our feet, we ought to kick him. As long as we have teeth in our mouth, we ought to bite him. And when we get so old, we have no strength in our fists, we have no strength in our feet, all our teeth have fallen out, then we ought to gum him for all we're worth. Amen. That's what I feel about Satan. And that's what you ought to feel about Satan. There ought to be nobody here that does anything that remotely resembles helping Satan accomplish his purpose in this world, because his purpose is no good. Again, he wants everybody to end up in hell for eternity. He wants everybody to live an isolated life with no help from God. That's how he wants you to live your life. That's what Satan desires for every person. And again, he makes sin look real good for a while. It looks real enticing for a while, but the Bible is true when it says, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You'll never regret living for God. You will regret living for the devil. I guarantee it. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. People says, I'm going to live for the devil. And they have a good time for a while. But eventually that while runs out. And they realize the only way they can make it in this world and the only way they can make it for eternity is to come to Jesus and trust him. It's the only way. Only way. I want you to be on God's side. I don't want you to help the devil. Sometimes, again, we help him inadvertently. We help him without thinking. Let's live our lives so that if anybody looks at him, anybody, they will say, there's somebody trying to live their life for God. Live their life for God. And again, if you're here this morning and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, you listen to the Bible when it says that you're a sinner. You listen to this book when it says there's a penalty for that sin, and that penalty is separation from God. You listen to the Holy Word of God when it says there's no way you can work to make up for that sin, if not of works, lest any man should boast. But the only hope that you have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The only way that you can get saved is to come to Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Whose side are you on? That's the basic, first basic question you have to answer. Have I asked Jesus to be my Savior? If you haven't, you can do it right now. Just a second, we're going to have an invitation. I'll invite you to come down the aisle. You come down the aisle, I'll have somebody take this book and show you from this book how to ask Jesus to be your Savior. It'll be the best decision that you ever made. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Again, none of us want to help Satan. And if we're doing any of these things in our life, help us to stop right now. Right now. Help us make some holy vows right now that we won't take part in any of these things that will aid Satan. And I pray, Father, for those that might be here this morning that don't know Jesus. Help them to see their sin separates them from you. Help them to see there's nothing they can do to fix it. Help them to see that Jesus is their only hope, to get out under the condemnation of sin, to become one of your children, to reserve a home in heaven. And I pray this morning that they would make that decision to come to Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for living in us. Thank you for being with us day by day, for supplying our every need. What a joy it is to be a Christian. What a joy it is to be a child of God. Help us to live like who we are, one of your children. I pray you'd bless this invitation. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient to do what you tell us to do. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.